morning. Please join me in reciting this together. I will read the regular font and you will respond with the bold font. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, the powers of heaven, holy, 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 Lord God of power and might.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you.
The noble fellowship of prophets praise you.
The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded.
Your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, you, Christ, are the King of glory.
The eternal Son of the Father.
When you took our flesh to set us free,
you humbly chose the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death
and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory.
We believe that you will come to be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Amen. I'd like to highlight the value of the week. This week, it's brotherhood. The family of God, marked by love, submission, and transparency, nurtures and shapes our lives. The family of God, marked by love, submission, and transparency, nurtures and shapes our lives. Let's sing number 350.
Let His love
had a lot of opportunity this week to think about loyalty and solidarity. Jeriah and I joined six hundred other strange people to bike from Colorado to Missouri in relentless heat, often fighting strong winds and hills. In case you're wondering, we made it. What I would like to point out about this undertaking is that most people, I gather, cite the camaraderie as a primary attraction of BAK. BAK diehards are very evangelistic about this. The BAK people who addressed us at our first meeting urged veterans to look out for the newbies and to make them feel welcome. And the law of the road is that all bikers look out for each other. If someone was stopped beside the road, you always stopped and asked if they needed help. And if they did, you stopped until they were taken care of. There was some friendly competition, but more common was mutual encouragement. In some cases, this mutuality simply made the ride more pleasant, but there were other cases where it was critical for someone being able to continue the ride. Without it, some riders simply wouldn't have been able to keep going. And all this for what? To gain bragging rights that we had crossed the state under our own pedal power. Now, I know hardcore BAKers will protest that it's a lot more than that, but now's not the time to get into that argument. How much more motivation should we as followers of Jesus Christ be committed to helping each other? Helping each other reach our destination on a much longer and more arduous journey. You know, it's not as immediately apparent. It's not in our face as much as a week-long bike ride. So we tend to lose our focus, but the stakes are so much higher and the challenge is so much greater. I'd like to put this a little more squarely in our sights this morning. Take a look at these statements and envision how we on BAK lived this out. Feel the daily challenges and obstacles that we were dealing with. And juxtapose that with our journey through this life, trying to follow Jesus. And consider how you can say these from the heart to your brother or sister here. Now I'd like for you to stand and turn to the person beside you. If you don't have an even number on your bench, then do it, make it work out somehow. I'd like for you to grasp his or her hand in a handshake, but don't release it. And say this with me. You are a valuable part of this body.
You are a valuable part of this body.
I respect and appreciate your contribution here.
I respect and appreciate your contribution here.
Go ahead, I'm not making it through this.
I commit to helping you prosper spiritually. I commit to supporting your service to the body and to the community. If you endure your hardships, I will stand by you and help you. I will put your welfare ahead of my own agenda. Even if your trouble is because of your own mistakes, I will not be judgmental. I will offer my resources to help you advance.
Have a seat. I think this song is familiar to many of you. It should be simple enough to pick up if you don't know it. Harry, could we have a pitch on that?
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant.
Lord, it's humbling to realize that we take this, that often we don't take this as seriously as the BAK crowd did this week. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord, for my wrong attitudes toward my brothers and sisters. I ask that you will help us to see each other as fellow travelers on the road. I ask that you help us to be sensitive to each other's vulnerabilities. I ask that you help us to be real about our own vulnerabilities. Lord, break through the facades and the pride and whatever else it is that keeps us from really being brothers and sisters together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Time for Sunday school. Teachers downstairs may be dismissed. And the students downstairs may follow. Today's Sunday school lesson is Genesis 42, verse 18 to the end of the chapter. And you are dismissed.